You were holding Daf Chof Aleph from Aleph by the Mishnah. The Mishnah says, Chai v'erchin, somebody has a chiv to give his erchin, and he didn't give it yet, he took his time. So the mashkin and I say, Bez Nadalacha, they come into his house and take away your mashkin, until like a guarantee for the amount of the erchin, until he really pays it up. Chai v'chatois v'yashomos, let's say somebody has a chiv to bring korban chatos, korban oshom, and he takes his time about it. Here, aim a mashkin and I say, Bezin does not take a mashkin, does not force him. Because the svar is, since he needs this korban for kapora, for sure he'll end up bringing it. Now, chayv elus or shlom, that's the summer, the chayv to bring korban oil or korban shlomim. These do not come for kapora. So therefore, if the person takes the time, we're afraid he may never bring it. And therefore, also, a mashkin and I say, therefore, we like take a mashkin, we like take a guarantee away from him until he brings the korban. Now, alfopi, even though shein mischapeli achi yisrata, even though by korban, the korban only helps for you, even the korban oil or shlomim, let's say you didn't over in Isra say, you want to bring a korban to have your kapora, so it is a type of a kapora for you, and you only have this kapora achi yisrata, until you do it willingly, shenem la tepozik says, liritsoinoi, that the korban has to be brought with your will. So here, how can we be mashkenoi? How can we force you to take a mashken away that's not called the ritzoinoi? So the answer is, the Mishnah says, koifenoisoi achiyemer reitzani, we force him until he says reitzani. And when he says reitzani, that's called he's doing it willingly. And the chayna time, the same type of a svar we have, begite noshim, by a get isha, that koifenoisoi, sometimes we force the husband to give a get, achiyemer reitzani, until he says he wants to give it. Like even though he doesn't want to give his wife a get, but we have a right business sometimes to force him to give the get, it's supposed to be done berotzen of the husband. So at the end we get him to say reitzani, that's also called berotzen. Again, now this carbon oilu shlomim, he doesn't have the chiyuv to bring it. Just Allah is, if you open Yisra Aseh and you want a kapora, you have the right to bring it. So my said is be mechapa for you. Therefore it has to be done the reitzani. Now the Gemara says, Omarab Papa. Papa says you should know a problem sometimes. Shechaivi chatoyis memashkin and oison. Even a korban chatis, sometimes we're afraid you may not bring it and we have to take a mashkin to guarantee away from you. And sometimes, chaivi oilois, aim a mashkin and oison. There are sometimes a korban oilo that we're not afraid you won't bring it and we don't have to take a mashkin. So it's like this. Chaivi chatoyis memashkin and oison. When is that? Pechatis nozir. When a nozir finishes his nozirus, he has to bring three kabonis. On the other halacha is the chivun yomamah, since we learned em gilach al achas mishloshtan, any one of the three kabonas that a nozir has to bring, whether it's the oiler, whether it's the shlomim, whether it's the chatis, any one of the three kabonas he has to bring, if he takes his haircut, is yotzo. And the same thing, that he has to take his haircut first. And then be in nizrak olav echod min adamim, if one of the kabonas was brought, they made a zrika from any one of his three kabonas. So halacha is, Hutar hanozil lishtos yain l'tam al meisim. The din in his ears goes off him. He's allowed to drink one. He can touch meisim. If so, let's say he only brought his korban oilo. He has his kapori's finished already. So therefore, we're afraid. Posha bovle meisi. We're afraid he may not come to bring his korban chatis. And therefore, by a nozir, in the case we already brought his oilo first, here will be a mashkin and oisoi. We'll take away a mashkin like to force him to bring his korban chatis. And sometimes chayv oilus is the opposite. Ain't no mashkin oisa. We don't have to take away a mashkin. For yerlis yoledis, when Isha gave birth, so she has to bring korban oilu to korban chatis. So her oilu is like a kapora. That's makav a kapora. Therefore, we're not afraid she won't bring it. Smer explains, my niya, what's the svar? Why? What is sabi yoledis? Not afraid. He akad me krok, as the Torah says, to yell the first, as if to say, that's Likuba bringing her oil first, that's Makif, the Chatis. Rashi says, Kloima, like my time, Omato, the Elosa Makvosim, Mishum, the Kadme Kroilo, Makami Chatis, before the Chatis. So the oil is the Iko. Samora says, no, Roma Rova, Rova said already that Lemikro Hagdimu Akosiv. The Torah only said it, only wrote it first. Rashi says, Shetei Nikras, Bemikro Trilo. But Valoisha Takas Chidu Perakol Atodir. But Adarab, even the Yeledis, first she has to bring a Chatis, and then a Roila. So the Ika Kapor again as a Chatis, so we have to be afraid maybe she won't bring a Roila. So why aren't we mashkin her for this Oila? So Morris is true. Elo, what he meant to say was, Vielas Mitzera, by a Mitzera. The Tani would learn like this, Rabbi Yishmael Benoisha, Rabbi Yehuda Ben Bruk Weimel, that Kishem Shechatoso V'yashomoy Ikvosoy, Kach Oilosoy Ikvosoy. that by Mitzayru all three Kabbonas are Makiv. Just like he has to have a Fchatas and a Noshim, he needs his Eilu also. Therefore, if the Mitzayru doesn't have his Taira, but till he brings his Eilu, we're not afraid to be Posha, so in this case we do not have to be Mashkin for him to bring his Korban Eilu. Then the Mishnah says, V'yafopi shei mischap li'ashi yisras, even though the Kapora doesn't take place until it's done willingly, so how could we force him? The answer is that she emirates any. Torah Rabbon, what about this? The Pasuk says in Vayikra, Yakriv Oisai, he has to bring the Korban. Malam comes teach us that Shekoifin Oisai, we force him. Yochol Bakorchu, even though he's not willing at the end altogether, Tamalay Militzon, the Pasuk says, no, Litzon, he has to be willing. If so, Aketzer, how does it come out? The answer is, Koifin Oisai, we have right to force him. Achiyayma Reitzani, until he says Reitzani. Omar Shmuel, Oilo Tzrichadas. Shmuel says, you know, Oilo needs Das. Tzricha Das Rashi says that if somebody is Mechaya the Korban Eila and somebody else wants to bring it for him, so if you bring it for him, you have to notify him that you're bringing it for him. Shinema the Pasik says, Liritzayna, it has to be done willingly. Samur says, my Kamashman, watch Mos Chiddish. Tanini, learned in our Mishnah. Afo Pi Shein Meschapali Achisrat, so Shinema Liritzayna, that we have to have it done willingly. Samur says, Liritzayna, the Chiddish is like this. That somebody, like we just said, Reuven was mechuyev to bring a korban eila, and his friend Shimon now set aside from Shimon's own money korban to be brought for Reuven. So, at the time, I would have thought to say keeping and das mididay. When do we have to have das only if the korban's brought from Shimon's money, to an original person's money? Our midchavri here, where Reuven wants to bring it for Shimon loy, maybe Reuven does not have to have. Maybe Shimon does not have to have das again. Where Reuven wants to bring it for Shimon, so maybe here, since Reuven's bringing his own korban for his friend Shimon, maybe we do not need the das of Shimon. As Kamashna, and that's the Chiddush of Shmuel, yes. And what's the Svara? Because Zimnin sometimes, sometimes he's not happy about this, he would rather have the kapora from his own money, and not somebody else bring the korban for him. So it's not always a schus for him, therefore we have to notify him first before you bring the korban for your friend. Next, we have a question on this. It says, if Reuven says, I want to have a chiv to bring a korban chatos or a korban oshim from my friend Shimon, but Shimon did a chet, and he has to bring a chatos, he has to bring an oshim. Now Reuven says, I want to bring it for you. The locher is, lodas yotza. If it was done, lodas, Rashi says, means shodias amechaper, meaning that Reuven told his friend, Shimon told his friend Reuven, is yotza. But if he did not notify him, then Tak is not Yotza. Here's a loch of my Echatis in Anoshim. What about Oilosu Shlomo? Again, Reuven wants to take upon himself to bring Shimon, to bring four Shimon on Erlon Shlomim. Shoploini Olai is Ben Lodas, Ben Shlomodas Yotza. Whether Reuven notified Shimon or whether he did not notify Shimon, in both cases, Reuven has the right to bring the Korban Erlon, the Korban Shlomo, for his friend Shimon. It's on the Chur, it's not like Shmuel, that Shmuel says, even my Korban Eila, Shmuel says, that Tzarech Das, that was Shmuel's Alacha, that Omar Shmuel Eila, Tzarech Das, that even if Reuven wants to bring a Korban Eila for his friend Shimon, it's only good if Shimon has Das. And here in the Brice of Mashm, only for a Chattis and Oshem does Shimon have to know about it. But for Korban Eila, Reuven can bring it, even though he does not tell his friend Shimon. So go to Kasha and Shmuel. So Marin says, Omulach Shmuel Shmuel answers like this: Kitan Yehi. What did we learn over there to say you do not need das? Das b'shas kapora means b'shas to bring the actual korban. B'shas that's rikas adam. Then you do not have to have das from Shimon. Why? The answer b'shas afrosha. Because at the time when Reuven set aside and was makdish his korban for Shimon, he told his friend then, "Listen, I'm being makdish it for you." And at that time, Taikos is manhas micho. And Shimon agreed and said, okay, you can do it for me. As soon as he said, it's okay, b'shas taf rosho, we do not have to have das again, b'shas the kapor, b'shas to bring it. But ki kamina no, when did Shmuel himself say yes, that Reuven could only bring a korban eila for his friend Shimon, if Shimon knows about it, that's b'shas taf rosho. That a korponim b'shas should be mafreshit, you have to notify Shimon, and Shimon has to be happy about it. Because otherwise we're afraid, maybe Shimon's not happy, it's a choy, because he would rather bring the korban himself. Therefore, there's no stira on Shmuel. Now the Gemara says, "Ishnoa pligi di ula," that Shmuel Taka argues on ula. That ula says just the opposite of Shmuel. So it's a machloekas amaroyim ula and Shmuel. The Yama ula, because ula said, loichilko ben chatas liyela. There's no difference between a korban chatas and a korban eila. El only like this. Shechatas tzricha das. B'shas hafroshin. At the time when Reuven wants to bring the korban chatas for his friend Shimon, when he sets it aside, mafresh the korban, he has to notify Shimon. But v'yerlef, Reuven wants to bring a korban eila for his friend Shimon, and tzricha das b'shas hafroshin. You do not have to notify your friend Shimon b'shas yabim hafresh the korban. We're not afraid, maybe you won't want it. Other rabbi, you could do it for him, even though you don't notify him. Ava b'shas kapora, but b'shas the axe for korban is being brought, then idi ledas yotza, shne ledas lo yotza. Then both korbanos is only good if you have das. If Shimon knows about a b'shas the kapora that you're bringing it for him, then it's good. If he doesn't know it, it's no good. So it's a little bit different. Ula holds that by korban eila, b'shas hafrosha, you do not have to have das. Shmuel holds that b'shas hafrosha, you have to have das. That's Shmuel, and Ula holds no. B'shas should be mafreshit, and they said that means b'shas the smicha, b'shas the beginning of the korban, that's the machlokes where you have to have das then and not. So Shmuel holds no. But you do have to have das, b'shas the kapara. Now, Mace, we have a question. It says, chatos v'yashomoy. If Reuven wants to be mekabel upon himself to bring for his friend Shimon his chatos, his oshim, his oil, or shlomim, Lachrit says, lodas yotza, shno lodas lo yotza. So mashma, you have to have das all times for everything. So chutza kashra according to both Shmuel and Ula. Rashi says, alma bakula bina das, v'kashra's kashra in both of them. They both said there are certain times we don't have to have das. So Marim says, Shmuel answers his way. Shmuel Muki Lo, Shmuel puts on this brass he's talking about, B'shas HaFrosha. When B'shas you first be mafresh the korban, B'shas you're making the smicha on the korban. So then everybody holds, you have to have das. Shmuel also agrees like that, even for korban Eila, you have to have das. Ula Muki Lo B'shas Kapara, no, Ula holds that B'shas the Kapara is being brought, the Zrika Saddam, that's when you have to notify him. And therefore this brass it says, you need das for all of them, is talking about B'shas Kapara. Therefore, there's no kasha. Both Shmuel and Ula can learn Shandas Brisa. The Omer Apar Papa says, "Mas Nisan Adodu LaKasha." Now, look, now there's a theory in the Brises alone. One Brise the Mashm, you always have to have das. One Brise the Mashm, you don't have to have das. So here, the first Brise said that by Los Shlomov that the Ben Ladas Bench Ladas is Yotza, and here the Brises Mashm, no, you always have to have das. As according to the theory in the Brises itself. Samur says, no, the Brice itself also is not a kasha lakashin, ho b'shas kaporo, ho b'shas hafrosha. That one Brice is talking about b'shas kaporo, and one is talking about b'shas hafrosha. And Anachnami, which one? Ula answers according to his way, and Shmuel answers according to his way. But the actual Brice itself, there wouldn't be a theory, is one is talking about b'shas hafrosha, and one is talking about b'shas the kaporo. It takes explains, like we're saying, b'shas hafrosha, the other pshat is, because the person has to make his own smicha, maybe he wants to be the b'shas hafrosha. And b'shas kapora, the other way is, stam, maybe feels bad, he wants to have the kapora from his own money, and not somebody else bring it for him. Now the Gemara says, no. But v'amaroyi, and the Gemara ends up, v'amaroyi, the Rashita says, v'amaroyi nami l'kasha, shmu muki kamaisa b'shas kapora. And therefore you have to, by an early you don't have to have das. And Basrais it says you have to have das as b'shas hafrosha. That's where Shmuel learns beyond the two brises. And Nula Muki Yipcha the opposite way around. So therefore those two brises could be miyushiv both the way Ula learns and the way Shmuel learns. But Amaroi, the Ula and Shmuel Vadi Plig. And the time they two argue that's the machlokes talk whether you have to have das b'shas hafrosha is the ikadas. Or whether the ikadas is b'shas the kaporo, b'shas to bring the korban itself. So Mar says, pshita, all this is poshid. Malatem, I would have thought to say, my b'shas hafrosh to come is Shmuel. No, you know what Shmuel means to say? That you have to have das b'shas your mafresh to korban elo for your friend. Maybe Shmuel meant to say, af b'shas hafrosha. Not only when you first set it aside, but even when you first set it aside. Maybe you have to have his das, you have to just notify him later, b'shas you bring it. And even though then the first brice there would have been a tiyufta, but there is mashmash no ladas, but kamash mulon, no, that Shmuel learns But after Shmuel said you have to have das when you bring somebody else's korban eloh, it's only b'shas hafrosh at the beginning. But later b'shas you actually bring it to kapara, you don't have to notify him again. We're not afraid, like maybe change his mind in between. He feels bad. He wants to have the kapara himself. That we're not afraid about. Then the Mishnah ends off and says v'chem begidin noshin kaifin. Now Amar Rosh Hashis, Hayman demosa moidor agita. That means somebody knows that they're about to force him to give a get to his wife, and he doesn't want to. So he makes him moidor, means he notifies two edim and tells them what's going on. That really, you know, I don't want to give the get. I'm just being forced to. So if you make this moidor agita, moidor, the moidor helps. That even though later they force you to give the get, but later when the two edim come and tell us that really he made a moidor, he told us he's not happy about it. Say nechnami, the get is not a good get. But the more pshita, of course. But Tzvicha, the Chiddush is like this, the Yasu v'Yirtzi, that later they forced this man to give the get, and when he gave it willingly. So by the time I would have thought to say, Betuli Botle, since at the end he gave it willingly, maybe that's enough to say his Mavatli does not mean what he said at the beginning, that he doesn't want to give it. Since now he's giving willingly, maybe that's Mavatl, the first Maidor, it breaks away this first Maidor, this first protest he told somebody else. The Yim Kain, so the Gemara says, no, Kamash not the Chiddush. Because the Yim Kain, if that would have been enough, so listen, let the Mishnah say, Achiyite, until he gives it, Mirotzim. Ma Achiyom, and what's the Pshah until he says? The Mishnah says, Kaifinus Achiyom, Mirotzani, means Adam Avatale Le Maidor. That Tamazoy, he has to speak out and say clearly, Roitzani, and in the case where he made a Maidor, he made a protest before and told to Adam that, you know, I don't really mean it. In such a case, Enchanami, he only is mevatel that Maidor, Fishas, he gives the get, he speaks that clearly and says, you know, Roitzani, I want to get now, really, and even though I set up Maidor before, I mean to be mevatel the Maidor. That's how you could, then the get is good. But otherwise, Enchanami, the Maidor would be a good Maidor. Yehadin Olech Waima Mishkali. Okay. Yes, Mishkali says like this. Shum ha yisaymin. When Bezdin wants a value, make an estimate how much the property is worth. In other words, let's say the yisaymin owe money. Like their father owed somebody money, and now they want to come and collect the money away from the yisaymin, so have a right to take away the karka. So Bezdin goes down to sell the karka to pay up the chayiv. So how does Bezdin do it? Bezdin first values, makes an estimate how much it's worth. But Shumay Yisoyim is 30 years. It takes 30 days. So Rashi says, Bezdin Hayord Menichsi Yisoyim Lamoichron Lagvais Balchoyv Shomen Es Akarka. They first value how much the karka is worth. Umach Rizan Lam Yod, they notify everybody for 30 days and say, like, call it Reitz Likach Yovi Vikach. As if to say, we want to get the best price possible. So they don't sell it for 30 days. They wait 30 days until they make sure they can get the best price. Veshumay Hegdish. Rashi says, the Gizbar wants to sell Hegdish, somebody was Makdish Karka, and now the Gizbar Hegdish wants to sell it and get money for it. So there's Shishim Yoim. There they have to wait 60 days until they could sell to make sure they get the best price possible. Or Machriza, now they proclaim, they tell people about it, Babayka Verif. They have to make the announcements like every morning, they have to make the proclamation every morning and every evening. That's the way they do it. Now the Gemara explains. Maishna v'abayke v'erav, how come in the morning and the evening? Some of you dom arav, it means b'shas hoitzois poyolim. When the palim go home, hoitzois means they leave from work. Or b'shas hachnosis poyolim, and in the morning, when the work is, come back to work. What does that mean? B'shas hoitzois poyolim, when the work is go home at night time. So it's like this, the ikud the nichol elemizvin. Could be there's a bala boss, the owner, the taka wants to buy this property. But he has no time to go down to look at to see it over. So what he does is, Omalula Parlim, he tells his workers now at night when they're going home, like, Izilu, go, go check over this property. Rashi says, Ru im Yofi, go check it out for me. So the owner tells, like, therefore, since we proclaim it at night time, we remind that the owners, they'll tell the workers, go out and look it over. And the Shasach Nosses Poilim, then in the morning we made another announcement, the Nidkar, so that the Balabos should remember, the Yomalu, Nezel Nishalinu, that the Balabos should remember in the morning to go back to his poil, his worker, and ask him, did you look it over last night? How did it look? So that's why we make the proclamations at the evening and in the morning. Tomorrow says, Tanin Amech Vilnav, there's also Shum HaYisaymim. When Bezdin wants to estimate and sell the property of Yisaymim of orphans, to pay off the chayv of the father, So Shloshim Yoin, Bezdin takes the time for 30 days to make this proclamation for us to make sure they get the best price. Vishuma Hegdish, when you sell property for Hegdish, that's Shishim Yoin. You have to wait 60 days. Umachrizim, we make the proclamation both Baboy Kaberev, every morning and every evening. And when, explains clearly, Bishas Vetsoyes Parlim, by evening when the Parlim go home, or Bishas Achnosis Parlim, the next morning when they come back to work again, so the Balabas should be able to ask them, find out. Oimer, so we say like this now, when Bezdin makes the Achroza, when they make the proclamation, they say like this, Oimer, so the Pliny, this field is the field we want to sell. The Simna, they set exact signs, the Simna, to know which field it is. Over the Mitzvah, they set exact boundaries, how big the field is. And they also say, Kach Yofet, it's a very good field. Rashi says, the Kach V'Kach Yoset Tuam, this is how much produce it produces. The Kach Yishuma, and this is the estimate, Rashi says, Kach Shemu Beznes, how much Bezn estimated it for. And we say, Kol Aroi Tzilik, whoever wants to come and buy it, Yovav Yikach, come and buy it. Yeah. But we also have to speak up and say clearly that the reason why we're selling it now is Almanas Litem Lisha B'Ksubasa. One thing could be is that when the husband dies, so now his wife has the right to collect the ksuba. So she's coming to Bezdin, she wants to collect the ksuba. So Bezdin has to announce that the reason why we're selling this field is that we should have money to pay up the wife, give her back the ksuba. Or else you have to say, Lubal Choy B'Choy V'Choy, that somebody lend money to this father, now that he died, we're collecting the money for him. Or Lubal Choy B'Choy V'Choy. Also we have to say clearly that we're selling enough for the Baal Choy, for the Choy, that the father owes. So that's why we're selling the property now. Smora says, Lomli Lameimer, what do you have to speak this out for clearly? Amnas Lite Lisha Ksubosa Lubal Choy V'Choy V'Choy. Why do we have to speak it out? What's the difference? Why Bezdin selling the property? The main thing is that Bezdin selling it now. What's the difference? For what purpose? Smora says, yes. Some people are happy if the one that's going to, like the money is going to go to the Baal Choyv. Why? To make a bezuzi. Then we know we can give him any type of money we have. Rashi says, to make a bezuzi means, Shenoito zuzim shivurim. Like if he's a Baal Choyv, a businessman, he'll take even broken coins also. Even though the chosah, they're missing some of its weight. Because you're a business guy buying and selling, you don't care about this. So if you know the person that you have to give the money to is going to be a Baal Choyv, you're happy, you can give him even bad money also. And the opposite way, v'yichod v'nichol v'isha, some people would rather know the money is going to Nisha for Ksuba. Teshakli ayad ayad, means they can give it to her slowly. Rashi says, purta purta, they give it to her payments, she doesn't need the money all at one time. So then you're going to be able to pay her slowly. So therefore it's important to tell people why exactly Bezdin is selling this property to know how they'll have to make their payments. Now the Gemara says here, the Chavez, the Torah Baron like this, it says, Shum HaYisayimim, where we had before, when you have to make an estimate for property to sell, for you have to pay up, Shloshim Yoyim, Shum HaHegdish, VeHegdish HaShishim Yoyim, Divu Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda says, Shum HaYisayimim, Shishim Yoyim, he also knows even for Yisayimim it's 60 days. Rishum Hegdish is Tishim Yom, even more it's 90 days. Vachomer and Nechom say, Echad Zeh V'Echad Zeh Shishim Yom. No, both for Yisayim and for Hegdish is only 60 days. Omer Rav Chizda, Omer Ravimi Halocha, what's the Halocha? He says, Shuma Yisayim and Shishim Yom. Of course, the majority of the Shittas, two out of the three Shittas, all like that even for Yisayim also, you have to wait 60 days. Now, Yosef Rav Chia Bar Avin, he said over this halacha. Omalei Rav Nachman by Yitzchak leRav Chiya Baravin. So Nachman by Yitzchak said to Rav Chiya Baravin, Shishim Kamrit. What did you say exactly? What do you tell me over what Rav Chizda said? Did you say he holds 60? Or Shloshim Kamrit? Omalei said back to him, Shishim. I meant to say, I said clearly, Rav Chizda Paskin, you have to wait 60 days. So he asked him again, do you say Mod Hegdish? Did he mean to say by Yisayim or by Hegdish? I meant to say, by Yisayim, you have to wait 60 days. Then he asked him back another question, Krabi Meir, Krabi Yudis, I'm like Krabi Meir, or like Krabi Yudishita. Omalei Krabi Meir, he says, even according to Krabi Meir, that's what he said. So next question, how could that be? I have a Krabi Meir Shloshim Kama, I know our Bryce starts off, Krabi Meir holds, that for Yisayim, you have to only wait 30 days. So how could you tell me, Krabi Chizda holds 60 days, according to Krabi Meir? So he answered him back, yes. Omalei hochi yom Rav Chizda, Rav Chizda said, miyavimi, that kulfi tovai beloi olo d'ho shmaitza. I mean, I had a lot of problems about this halakh, was bothering me also a lot.
Rashi says in its expression here, right top Rashi says, HaKoriz, there's a lot of hits I got. Al Hod the Shemaita Torah, Shem Lamdein Yishum Yisem Ramei Yishishim Yoyim V'Yisamak Shaloh. Like he had back and forth, he had these questions bothered him a lot. How do you answer? How did you tell me according to Rameya it's 60, here Rameya says 30? But he came out was like this. That Bola Hakras with Sufim Shloishim. If their Bezin is going to announce every single day of the week, then Enechnami, it's enough 30 days. But Bishani Vachamish, if they're only going to announce every Monday and every Thursday, that's the day they have Zayon and Bezdin, then Shishim Enechnami, then it's enough a span of 60 days. And the Yafagav dechi choshev lumar liyoymach roza. Even though out of these 60 days, if you're going to count how many Mondays and Thursdays you're going to have, lehevi eletim nasa yoyim, it's only going to be 18 days. That's all. And 60 days, you're only going to have 18 Monday and Tuesdays. But still, kivon demoshkenusa. Since it takes such a long time throughout 60 days, is shominch. Everybody hears about it, and that's also enough. So if that's what Bechizda meant to say, even according to Rabbi Meir, there are certain times that 60 days is enough. And that means to say, when you only proclaim it on Monday and Thursday, then you have to wait 60 days. Yeah. Tadi Gemara says, Omer Rav Yehuda, Omer Rav Asi, Ein Niskakukin, Lenichsa Yisaimim, doesn't never goes down like to sell the property of Yisaimim, even to pay up the chayvus of the father, Elim came hoist to ribus achelus ben. We would always rather wait until when they come gedolim, and they could, you know, speak up for themselves. So therefore, we don't sell it when they're young. The only time we do it is, let's say there's a goy that the father owed money to, and there's ribus involved, interest. So the longer we wait, the more interest there'll be. So then we don't want Yisem to lose out, then we go down to sell the property right now. But if not for ribus, then we would always wait and first sell the property when they become gedolim. That's what the Yehuda Amar Rav Asi says. For Rabbi Yechon Amar, Rabbi Yechon says, Oy l'shtar sheish b'ribis, I agree to you that if there's a shtar that they're going to collect ribis on, so then we have to sell it right away. Or else, Oy l'ksubis isha mishum mazayni. There's another svar also Rabbi Yechon holds. Then the case, let's say the father died, and the wife now wants to collect a ksuba. So Bezin also will sell the property now from the same to pay up a ksuba. And the reason why we're not going to tell it to wait until they become gedolim is because there's mazaynus. Meaning to say, the longer we wait and we don't pay her a ksuba, she has a right to collect her mazaynus, her food, the money she needs to live on, from the yisaimin. So also the yisaimin are losing out. The longer we wait, the more she'll eat up from them. So therefore, by ksuba sish also, Bezin has a right to sell the property right now to pay her the ksuba, so she will stop collecting her mazaynus. Furthermore, it says, Rabasi, my time lo yom l'ksubis isha. Hakan Rabasi only said, our ribis, why isn't it like ksubis isha? He says, that kina lo rabbonin, maisi odeh, it's not so important. Like, even if she eats her mezonah, she gets her food from the yisaimim, but if she works, her paycheck goes to the yisaimim. So if it's not really a loss, it cancels out one over the other. V'idachotav yechon hold, they'll know that zimnin sometimes, t'leisefka, sometimes it's not enough. Zimnin loisofka, it's not enough that the work that she does won't be sufficient. So therefore, they'll be shelling out more money, and they'll be losing out the yisaimin. Therefore, it's also takon for them, we should sell the property now in Teat Ksuba. So tonight, we learned in our Mishnah, Shum ha yisaimin, the Bezin does sell the yisaimin's property, Shleishim yoyim, Shum heg yishishim yoyim, or Bachrizim avoyk of Erev. Now, the Maya Skin, what are we talking about over here? Like, why should Bezin go to sell the Yosemite's property? You let me, if you want to tell me about the Chayvavi Kechavim, like according to Rabasi, that it's a guy that's collecting his money, and there's ribis involved, and therefore we don't pay up right now. The Yosemite will only lose out, we'll have to pay more and more interest. And so the question is, Mitzayas, like, does the guy listen to us? Like, we're going to tell him, listen, wait another 30 days. He'll say, no, I'm not waiting, and if you make me wait 30 days, I'll charge you more ribis, more interest. So it shouldn't be a swell. Why should Bezin even wait the 30 or 60 days? You're losing out to Yisaimim. El, a pshita must be talking about our mission of a balachai of Yisrael, that a regular Yisrael is coming to collect the schay from the father, and therefore Bezin tells him to wait another 30 days till we sell the property. So the question is, if it's a Jew, Either Kocher Revisa, if the Jew like has a claim of ribbis of interest, Mishav Kinilei, like do we let him collect it? That's an Avera.
Bezdin won't let somebody pay a ribbis.
So anyway, what's the purpose of selling the property right now, if so? Like from a Jew, you can't collect ribbis. So why should Bezdin sell it?
Viel, it must be to Loi Kocher Revisa.
So what, that this chayiv has nothing to do with interest. There's no interest involved over here. And still, the Ketana, the Mishnah says, Niskakakin, so we go and sell the property to pay up the chayv of the father.
So, Bishleima l'Reb Yechanan mukli l'abu ksuba sisha. According to Reb Yechanan, he says sometimes even for an isha also ksuba we pay up in order to stop getting the mezainus. It's good.
So it's good, the Mishnah. That's talking about a Jewish lady, and we're collecting the ksuba, and therefore we tell her to wait 30 days, and then we sell it.
But Elul Rabasi Kasha Bashi says no, the Vaksubis issue, we don't sell the property. It's only by a guy coming to collect the ribis. It's over here in Monashach. Why should we wait in 30 days? The guy won't listen to us.
So my answer is Omalak Rabasi, even contra Biechun, is it any good? Even contra Biechun is Rikasha.
Mi Shavkin and Mizoini, the Vade Komisador, Venaktinan Hachroza, the Loyadinon, Imar Vachinon, Ilama Vachinon. What are you saying now? This Ish is coming to collect the ksuba. So now, Bezdin wants to sell the property right now and pay her off a ksuba, so she'll stop getting him a zainus. What do we say? No, wait another 30 days. Now, these 30 days that we're waiting, it's for sure that she's going to collect him a zainus in between. And it's a doubt whether by waiting 30 days we'll get a better buyer or not. See, if that's the svara, we should not wait 30 days either. We should rather say, sell the...
All right, turn over.